Welcome to the OCR GCSE Physics Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics in your electricity unit, potential difference, also known as voltage. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic will come up in your exam, and by the end of this episode, you'll understand it deeply enough to tackle any question the examiners throw at you. So grab your revision notes, and let's get started. Section 1. Core Concepts. Let's begin with the fundamental question. What actually is potential difference? The word voltage gets thrown around all the time. We talk about a 9-volt battery, a 230-volt main supply, but what does that number actually mean? Here's the key definition, and this is the one that earns you marks in the exam. Potential difference is the energy transferred per unit charge. In other words, it tells you how much energy, measured in joules, is given to, or taken from, each coulomb of charge as it moves between two points in a circuit. Think of it like this. Imagine a water park with a big slide. The battery is like the pump that lifts the water to the top of the slide. The height the water is lifted to represents the potential difference. The higher the pump lifts the water, the more energy each unit of water has at the top. As the water slides down and goes through the ride, it loses that energy. That's exactly what happens to charge in a circuit. The battery gives energy to the charge, and the charge releases that energy as it passes through components like resistors, bulbs, and motors. The formula that links potential difference, energy, and charge is E equals Q times V, where E is energy in joules, Q is charge in coulombs, and V is potential difference in volts. You can rearrange this to find V. V equals E divided by Q. This is also your definition. Potential difference equals energy transferred divided by charge. Memorize this. Examiners love asking you to state the definition of potential difference for one mark, and this is the answer. Now, potential difference is measured in volts with the symbol capital V. The instrument we use to measure it is called a voltmeter. And here is one of the most commonly tested practical points in this entire topic. A voltmeter must always be connected in parallel across the component you want to measure, not in series, in parallel. I'll say that again because it's worth repeating. The voltmeter goes in parallel. It connects across the two ends of the component, measuring the difference in electrical potential between those two points. If you draw it in series in your exam, you will lose marks. The examiner's mark scheme will specifically say, credit for voltmeter drawn in parallel across the component. Why does it go in parallel? Because a voltmeter has an extremely high resistance, ideally infinite resistance. If it were placed in series, it would block the current entirely and the circuit wouldn't work. By connecting it in parallel, almost no current flows through the voltmeter itself, so it doesn't affect the circuit, but it can still measure the potential difference across the component. Now let's talk about the second key formula, Ohm's law. 1 equals E times era, where V is potential difference in volts, I is current in amperes, and R is resistance in ohms. This formula is absolutely central to this topic. Every calculation question on potential difference will use it in some form. Let's work through a quick example. A resistor has a resistance of 20 ohms. A current of 0.5 amperes flows through it. What is the potential difference across the resistor? Using V equals I times R, V equals 0.5 times 20, which gives V equals 10 volts. Simple, clean, and worth marks. Now let's move on to circuits. This is where the exam questions get more complex and where a lot of candidates drop marks. In a series circuit, all components are connected in a single loop. There is only one path for the current to flow. Here's what you need to know about potential difference in series circuits. The total potential difference of the supply is shared between the components. So if you have a battery with a potential difference of 12 volts and two resistors in series, the voltages across those two resistors will add up to 12 volts. V total equals V1 plus V2. The current is the same everywhere in a series circuit, but the voltage is split. In a parallel circuit, components are connected in separate branches. Each branch provides an alternative path for the current. Here's the key rule for parallel circuits. The potential difference across each branch is the same. It equals the potential difference of the supply. So if you have a 9-volt battery and three branches in parallel, each branch has 9 volts across it. The voltage is constant across all branches, but the current splits between them. A helpful phrase to remember this. Series splits the V, parallel keeps the V. In series, voltage is split. In parallel, voltage stays the same. Let's also distinguish between potential difference and electromotive force, or MF foci. This distinction is tested at higher tier in particular. The MF of a source, a battery, for example, is the total energy given to each coulomb of charge by the source. The potential difference across a component is the energy transferred from each coulomb as it passes through that component. In an ideal circuit with no internal resistance, the EMF of the battery equals the total potential difference across all components. But in real circuits, some energy is lost inside the battery itself due to internal resistance, so the terminal voltage, the actual potential difference available to the external circuit, is slightly less than the EMF of don't confuse these two quantities in your answers. Section 2. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where I want you to really tune in because these tips are based on exactly what examiners look for and what they penalize. Common mistake number one, drawing the voltmeter in series. I've already mentioned this, but it bears repeating because it is the single most common error in circuit diagram questions. The voltmeter goes in parallel. If the question says add a voltmeter to measure the potential difference across the resistor, draw it as a separate branch connecting the two ends of that resistor with the circle V symbol in the middle of that branch. Common mistake number two, saying voltage flows. This will cost you marks. Voltage does not flow. Current flows. Potential difference is measured between two points. It is a difference in electrical potential energy. You would never say the height flows down the hill, you'd say the water flows down the hill because of the height difference. Similarly, current flows because of the potential difference. Get this language right. Common mistake number three, forgetting unit conversions. Exam questions will sometimes give you values in millivolts or kilovolts to test whether you can convert correctly. Remember, 1 millivolt equals 0.001 volts or 10 to the power of minus 3 volts. 1 kilovolt equals 1,000 volts. Always convert to standard units before substituting into any formula. If the question gives you 50 millivolts, write 0.05 volts before you do anything else. Common mistake number four, confusing EMF with potential difference. In a question about a complex circuit, if the examiner asks for the potential difference across a component, do not give the EMF of the battery as your answer, unless the circuit is ideal and you can justify it. Now let's talk about command words. OCR uses specific command words, and each one tells you exactly how to structure your answer. State or give means a brief factual answer, one or two words, or a short phrase. For example, state the unit of potential difference. Answer, volts. That's it. Don't write an essay. Describe means say what happens or what something looks like. Use correct terminology. For example, describe how a voltmeter should be connected in a circuit. Answer, the voltmeter should be connected in parallel across the component. Explain means say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, explain why the voltmeter is connected in parallel. Answer, the voltmeter is connected in parallel because it has a very high resistance. This means that very little current flows through it, so it does not significantly affect the circuit. It measures the potential difference between two points. Calculate means show you're working. Write the formula first, substitute the values, and include units in your final answer. Examiners award marks for correct substitution even if you make an arithmetic error, so always show the formula and the substitution. For 6-mark extended response questions about circuits, structure your answer by comparing voltage and current behavior separately. A good structure is, in a series circuit, the current is the same at all points, and the total potential difference is shared between components. In a parallel circuit, the potential difference across each branch is the same as the supply voltage, and the total current is the sum of the currents in each branch. Section 3, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Okay, time for our Quickfire Recall Quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. What is the definition of potential difference? Think. The answer is the energy transferred per unit charge, or equivalently, the work done per unit charge. Question 2. What is the formula linking potential difference, current, and resistance? Think. The answer is V equals I times R. Question 3. How should a voltmeter be connected in a circuit? Think. The answer is in parallel, across the component. Question 4. In a series circuit, what happens to the potential difference across components? Think the answer is, it is shared, The voltages across all components add up to the total supply voltage. Question 5. In a parallel circuit, what is true about the potential difference across each branch? Think. The answer is, it is the same across each branch, equal to the supply voltage. Question 6. Convert 250 millivolts into volts. Think. The answer is 0.25 volts. Section 4. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Here are the 5 things you absolutely must remember about potential difference for your OCR GCSE physics exam. 1. The definition. Potential difference is the energy transferred per unit charge. The formula is V equals E divided by Q. This is your go-to answer for any define or state question. 2. The formula V equals I times R. Know it, use it, show you're working every time. 3. Voltmeter placement, always in parallel, never in series. Draw it correctly on circuit diagrams. 4. Series versus parallel. In series, voltage splits and current stays the same. In parallel, voltage stays the same and current splits. 5. Unit conversions. Convert millivolts and kilovolts to volts before substituting into any equation. If you can nail these 5 points, you are well on your way to full marks on any potential difference question. Practice drawing circuits, work through calculation questions step by step, and always check your units. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts. You've got this.